Welcome to the Warriors of Grace podcast, hosted by Dave Jenkins. Warriors of Grace is about helping men from generation to generation become gospel men in private, in the home, in the church, and in public through the Word of God. Now for today's episode, let's join our host, Dave Jenkins.
All right, guys. Well, welcome back to the Warriors of Grace podcast. Today, we're going to continue our series, Dangers to Intimacy with God and One Spouse. And we're going to talk about addressing conflict in marriage. I want to encourage you, if you haven't already, to make sure you listen to Ben Wilson's great explanation of working through issues in marriage. I am going to take it a little bit different approach than I was going to because he did such a good job on that episode. So today I have 4 points for you, And that is, I'll just share them and then walk us through them. So the first point that we're going to talk about today is a clear confession of and need of God's grace and loving one another. Second, clear and open communication. Third, developing friendship. And fourth, overlooking offenses and building trust. So first, a clear confession of need of God's grace and loving one another. You know, we have, as Christian men, we have new hearts. Paul in 2 Corinthians 5 tells us that we are new creations in Christ. In Colossians 3, we are told that we are to put off the old man and to put on the new man. This is union with Christ. We are his and he is ours. And this also means that we are, as Jesus talks about in John 15, we are in Christ and we are also being pruned by Christ, and we are, because we have union with Christ, we are to commune with Christ. Christ, in Hebrews 4, 14 through 16, for example, he summons us to come before the throne of God's grace. And we always, as Charles Spurgeon once said, we have a great need of Christ, and we have a great Christ for our need, but we also have a great need for one another. And part of our need for one another is that our spouse is our neighbor. And so if we're going to love our neighbor, who is our spouse, we're going to need the help of God's grace. And not only this, the ability to honor the command in Ephesians 5, which is given to us 5 times in the ESV, and 6 times in the Koine Greek, the only way that we're going to be able to love our wife and to obey that command is because of the help of God's grace. In fact, I'll even take this further. The only way that you're going to be able to really love anybody is if you have the help of God's grace. So if you're not a Christian, if God hasn't caused you to be made alive together with Christ, and by grace you've been saved, then you must be reconciled to God because we have a clear need of God's grace. And this need helps us, enables us to love one another. And this is so important because what this does in a marriage between two Christians is it enables the husband to lead and to lovingly lead. And for the wife, because of her love of Christ, to lovingly submit to her husband. Now, I need to be careful here, and I'm sensitive to the fact that there's not only men, and this is a men's podcast, but there's also women who listen to this show. And so I want to be sensitive to the fact that there are cases where even in loving submission, where a husband abuses a spouse. I want to be absolutely clear on this with you. I am 100% against abuse of any kind. in marriage, any kind. And so I think that it's wrong. I think that it's not what God wants for us. We are to lovingly lead our wives. And that means that we're going to honor Christ. We're going to keep short accounts with God. And we're going to walk with God. We're going to walk in communion with God. And the more that we have a clear vision of God's holiness, the more we'll have a vision of our sinfulness, of our wretchedness, and then we'll have a clear understanding of our need, ongoing need, of God's grace to enable us to love one another. And the second thing flows out of point one, and that is clear and open communication. I'm gonna talk about this in quite a bit of detail on an episode coming up on developing friendship, as point three, developing friendship. So I'm not gonna camp on point two or three, other than just say a few words about that. But you need to have some time set aside. I'll just kind of lump two and three together. You need to have some time set aside for one another, where you're spending time sharing openly and honestly about not only what the Lord is doing, but in your lives as a couple, but also about what you think about a wide variety of subjects. Maybe you're not explaining something in the best and the most clear way, and you need your spouse to come alongside, just as you need a friend to, maybe a more mature Christian friend to come alongside and to help you. You need to be able to share openly and honestly with your spouse. And this is so important when it comes to the finances, when it comes to your struggles, when it comes to your hurts, when it comes to your fears, when it comes to your doubts, so that your spouse can pray for you, love you, care for you, point you to Christ. And this is really, really critical to what we'll talk about friendship here soon. So I really don't want to go dive into that. But the fourth point that I want to really camp on today is overlooking offenses and building trust. And Proverbs 19:11 says, "Good sense makes a person slow to anger, and it is to his credit to overlook an offense." So what does that mean practically? You know, because we're interested not only in what Scripture says and what it means, but what does it look like to live out this truth? I think what it means, how we've practiced this in our marriage, very practically, my marriage with Sarah, is she might say something that I find really offensive and it upsets me, and that means that I need to go, like Ben talked about, the issue starts with me. So I need to take that issue to prayer. I need to take that to the Lord. And maybe there's work that the Lord wants to do in my heart as a result of that. You know, God uses, one of my mentors used to say, God uses sandpaper people. God can use your wife to, you know, buff you up and to make you more like Christ, certainly. Ironing, sharpening iron, as Proverbs also talks about. But when I think about, and I've thought about this over the years, overlooking offenses doesn't mean that you don't address the issue. When somebody, I think, thinks of, and when I talk to other men about this idea of overlooking offenses, they think what I mean is you never address the issue. You never come back to it. Now, there's times where you might pray about it, and you might think about it, and then you might realize, guess what? I probably don't want to bring that up, right? It's a matter of wisdom. It's a matter of prudence. Do I want to bring this up with my wife? Do I want to share about it? And usually I'll pray about it and I'll wait till the evening, especially because that's when, you know, we're done with work. We can sit down. We can have a conversation. We can hear each other share. We can open an honest friendship and communication. And then we can talk through it. And what this does also is it keeps short accounts. It causes issues to be small rather than big. And we want issues to be small because over time, as small issues become a little bit bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, then you have large issues. And these are the kind of issues where you would go to a biblical counselor to. But by the time you're going to the biblical counselor for marriage or to your pastor, probably most likely, in my experience, by the time most people go there, their marriage is on the rocks. They're basically ready to be done with each other. And we got to preempt this. Some issues are ones that you need to talk about right away. But you know what? Here's the thing about that. You got to know the time. You got to have the right timing. Like, for example, my wife and I both work at home. It's not practical for us, even during lunch, to really have a long, elaborate conversation, because oftentimes lunch is like 30 minutes or so. Some conversations are going to need more time, an hour or two or three, where we're not in a big hurry. We can sit down. We can have a conversation. We can, you know, share openly and honestly, even disagree with each other, and still come to a mutually edifying have a mutually edifying conversation and talk through things. And this is really the heart of this conflict. It's not just whitewashing everything over and saying, you know what, I'm good, and then you just push it down, and you say there's not really an issue here. But that's not real Christian, godly communication. In Ephesians 4:29, we're told that our speech is supposed to build up. And Paul says in Colossians 4 that our speech is to be seasoned with salt and grace. Seasoned with grace. And this is the thing, as men, if we're going to address that issue in our spouse's life, we better address it in our life first. I mean, nobody wants the finger to be pointed at them and say, hey, you know what? You're just wrong about this. Hey, you know, I was thinking about what you said yesterday about whatever it was, or I was thinking about what you said, and hey, I just wanted you to know that this is how this came across to me. Maybe that's not how you meant it, but this is how I perceived that, understood that. Maybe you can help me and clarify for that what you meant by that. And in this way, we're able to have more of a conversation. It's less threatening. It's less accusatory. And we're more able to walk alongside each other. And what this does is these types of things are really the litmus tests in a marriage, where trust is built, where friendship is built, where open and honest communication is valued, where even repentance can happen, where we confess to each other, hey, you know what, I sinned in this way against you. And we realize that through talking through things and the Lord, by the Spirit, opens our eyes to see our own ugliness. What this does, even repentance does, I want men to especially understand this, because as I've counseled men, and I've talked about this a lot, they often think, well, I just got to overlook everything. No, you're having an open, honest conversation. And what this does is it shows your wife that you're going to slow down, that you're going to listen to what she has to say, that you're going to consider what she has to say. As a fellow joint heir of Christ, you should want to do that. And not only that, because of your love of God, love for the Lord, and your love for her, you should desire to hear what she has to say. And as you do this again and again, day after day after day, you're going to build trust. Your wife's going to feel comfortable sharing with you about things in your life, things that she sees that you may not see. And you're not going to like that, but that again, she's there to be a help to you. And especially, men, if you're in ministry, you need that. Because you might not have very many guys that are going to call you on stuff. And that's why you also need accountability. But this is especially true in marriage, where You need to build trust with your spouse. And this takes time. It takes years of a clear and open communication, developing friendships, spending time, not just having a date night even. I'm not against having a date night, but every night spending quality time with each other, not just having one night a week where you do that, but every night focusing on her and spending time with her, whether it's 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Guess what? Your wife craves that. She really does. And what this does is it builds trust. And trust is really the foundation for any marriage. I should say the foundation is obviously the gospel, what Christ has done, and how Christ enables us to love one another. But a critical cornerstone, if we will, of a Christian marriage is really trust. And trust is built over time with confession of sin, with repentance, with clear and open communication, with developing friendship, with building trust. And what this does is it's going to keep you out of the pastor's office. It's going to keep these issues very small and manageable, issues that you can work through. Not that there's anything wrong with going to a biblical counselor and having a checkup or even with your pastor to talk with him. In fact, I encourage Christian men and women to have that older, seasoned man, if you're a man in your life, to come alongside of you in a Titus 2 way, older men teaching younger men, to share, hey, you know what? This is what I'm struggling with in my marriage. Have you ever dealt with this? How did you deal with it? How should I navigate this? Or maybe even, what does my wife want me to do? I have no idea. What do you think? Here's what I'm thinking. And they might ask you, they should ask you, a lot of questions. And the same is true for women. Titus 2 also says that older women are to come alongside and teach younger women. And so we need one another. We need one another. We need to communicate openly. We need to communicate honestly. And what that means is that we should put the pretense aside. We should put our defenses down. We should stop being defensive. Part of the thing about that being defensive is that you're not willing to listen. It says, and it communicates very clearly, I'm not willing to listen, but I want to be heard. Well, guess what? If you're not willing to listen, then you're not ready to be heard. Let's be honest about that, guys. If you're not willing to listen to your wife, then you're not ready to talk to your wife. And you need to pray about that, because that is so critical. We are told over and over again in Scripture about how we're to talk. We're to be slow to speak, James says, and quick to listen. So if you're ready to talk and you're not ready to listen, then you're not ready to obey that Scripture, okay? That's what that means. So here's a few things that, just wrapping up this episode, I've said a lot. What I want for you men is to make issues in your marriage small. And what that means is that you're going to need to take it to the Lord. You're going to need to overlook some things. You're going to need to pray about a lot of things. And you're going to need the Lord to do the work that the Spirit does in your life of conviction, and being transparent and open with your spouse, and building trust, developing friendship, as we'll talk about. Drew talked to you about forgiveness, and that is so critical. See, as men, we are to lead in the home, but we cannot lead in the home if we're not leading before the Lord, if we're not leading in private with the Lord. There's no way. There's no way that we can address the dangers in our lives if we are not, as men, in prayer, in the Word, availing ourselves of the means of God's grace. There's no way that we will be able to address conflict, that we'll be able to do what Scripture says about taking the log out of our own eye, about examining our ways and returning to the Lord. There's no way that we will do that. Instead, we'll point the finger. You know what? It's all your fault to our spouse. And you know what that does? It harms a marriage. It hurts marriage. And if it hurts marriage, it hurts the church. Because as men, we are called to lead in the home and in the church. But our first and our foremost ministry isn't only to win at home. Our first and foremost ministry is to grow in the Lord. And from there, it's to repent of sin, to avail ourselves of the means of grace in God's word and prayer and with God's people. And then out of this, to win at home, to love our spouse, to love our kids, to communicate clearly and openly and honestly, and to lead, as we'll talk about here in a few weeks even, being the chief repenter in your home. And all of this, what it'll do over time. And I've seen this in my own life. I've seen it in my own marriage. I've seen it in other relationships. And by the way, you know what? Here's something that probably will blow your mind, and I'll probably end this episode right here. As you do these things, as God addresses and uses these things, these tools that I'm giving you today to put in your toolkit, what's going to happen is that other relationships that you have are going to be issues, and those relationships are going to be addressed. You see, marriage is just a microcosm of really our relationships with others. It starts with our relation with God. It moves to our marriage, and our issues in our marriage and how we address those are going to affect our relationships, even in the local church, how we navigate others, and then by extension, how we navigate out in the community with our neighbors that are around us, with our coworkers around us, and so on and so forth and so on. And so all these things that I'm talking about here today, they all apply across the spectrum, but they all begin with you and the Lord. So I want to take these things to the Lord. And let's just do something that we don't usually do on this show. And let's just take it, end this episode in prayer. Father, I know that I have spent many hours with many men over the years talking about these principles, these ideas that are rooted, in your word. And there are things that should be in our lives as we grow, as we mature, as we become the man that you want us to become. So Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would show us areas that where we're not doing this well. And that as you do that you would bring conviction, but also that you would bring comforts. Because Lord, we not only need to be convicted and shown the error of our ways, we need the comfort of your spirit. And Lord, we just come today. We humble ourselves before you. We acknowledge our many failures, both ones that we know and ones that we don't. And we just confess, as 1 John 1:9 says, we confess our sin to you. And we know that you are faithful, that you are just, and that you'll wash us clean in the perfect, spotless righteousness of Christ alone. And we are so thankful for the blood of Christ, for the empty tomb, and for the triumphant resurrection of our King and our Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I want to thank you for listening or watching this episode of the Warriors of Grace podcast. Until next week, may God bless you and keep you.
Thank you for listening to the Warriors of Grace podcast. If you enjoyed the show today, please subscribe, leave a rating on the app, and share our episode with your friends and family. If you want to, you can follow us on Instagram at Servants of Grace, on Twitter at Servants of Grace, or search Servants of Grace on Facebook. You can also find our show on the front page of the website servantsofgrace.org.